May through the written and spoken word, may we come to know the living word. Amen.
Amen.
In 2005, when I left the Roman Catholic priesthood, a couple of friends of mine were saying, take advantage, leave all this spiritual stuff behind. And there was a temptation there. It says, yeah, I couldn't reinvent myself. My family members said, now you can study to be a doctor and do something productive with your life. Isn't it true? Sometimes the spiritual life can be sort of a drag. Why do we come here Sunday after Sunday? Hopefully it's because we want to be better human beings. And we want our world to be a better place. And sometimes it can be pretty discouraging. Just opening up the papers, we wonder, where are we going? Where is this all going? And we look at ourselves and we say, gee, well, can I stick to this path, this journey? The spiritual life is a journey. And it's a journey that has its ups and downs. Many times it's been described as a pilgrimage. That's why we do pilgrimages. Because we are enacting our lives as this quest, this search, this longing for a better being and for a better world. And that search sometimes can be a little bit discouraging. And today what I got from the readings was an encouragement from God saying, don't quit, don't give up. Do you notice in the first reading, it was precisely the people of Israel were walking from the slavery in Egypt, going to the promised land, but in between was a pretty hard road. They were in the desert. They had eaten all the food they had brought from Egypt, and they were hungry, and they were thirsty, and they had no idea where they were going to go. And what they say, the scripture says, they grumbled. They grumbled against Moses, against God, and they said, if only we have died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by those flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. For we have brought us out into this wilderness to kill us, this whole assembly, with hunger. The people are saying, why have you brought us here? This doesn't make any sense. I don't know if you identify, but sometimes I feel the same way. Where are we going? And sometimes it's interesting, they forgot what they had experienced back then. I mean, it was not a good place. Their children had been killed. They had been oppressed. They had been enslaved. They forgot all of that. They only remember the little good things. Oh yeah, we kind of ate better over there. Should we go back? And in the midst of that desperation, that frustration, that disappointment of the road, they claim to God, saying, why? Why? And God's response is what? What does God give them? The bread of angels, they call it. The manna. And what is manna? Does anyone know, heard that word before? The manna? The manna was this mysterious substance, and we can analyze what it was, but it really doesn't matter. The manna, whatever it was, the manna was God's way of saying, don't give up. And I want today to invite you to discover, where are your mannas? Where are those places where you receive encouragement when you are disappointed? When you receive strength, when you feel tired and tempted to give up? Manna is the way that God intervenes, appears in our lives and says, come on, don't quit. Keep going. I know it's hard, but keep striving and longing and going towards the promised land. The food, the manna, scholars have not figured out what it means really, but in the Bible, there's a popular description of manna is, and it's from the Hebrew that says, what's that? That's what manna is, according to the Exodus. What's that? So I like that. What in the world is this? What is that? And that is precisely because the spiritual journey many times is, what's this? What's this? The famous author of The Cloud of Unknowing wrote precisely about this journey of the spiritual, our spiritual journey. He describes the journey this way. The first time you practice contemplation or meditation, you will only experience darkness, like a cloud of unknowing. You won't know what it is. You only know that in your will, you feel a simple longing and reaching out to God. You must also know that this darkness and this cloud will always be between you and your God, whatever you do. So be sure you make your home in this darkness. Then beat on that thick cloud of unknowing with the sharp arrow of longing, and never, never stop loving, no matter what comes your way. Isn't that a beautiful description? And that is, I think, what God gave to the people in their journey, the manna. This darkness, what's this? But that gave them the strength to continue going on. It was also described as the bread from heaven, or the bread of angels. And it was given precisely only when the people ran out of the food they had brought from Egypt. It was as if you need to let go of all that in the past, run out of all the food you have brought with you, and now you can receive what I give you, this manna. It is given day by day. It's interesting. The manna was only given for one day. And the Exodus, it says, those who gathered much had nothing over. Those who gathered little had no shortage. They gathered as much as each of them needed. And so in that mysterious source of strength, it was those who had wanted to accumulate. I imagine there were some of them who were really smart, went around grabbing all they could and stored it. Let's keep some. You know what happened? It turned moldy and worms came out of it. So you can't be greedy with it. Every day has to suffice. And those who weren't unable to grab and take enough, whatever they got, that was enough for them. Meister Eckhart writes about this beautifully. He says, it is not more for the one or less for the other. For what is more for one and less for another is no longer divine. No wonder Jesus uses the symbolism of the manna in the gospel of today. His disciples were also in a journey, and they were having trouble following Jesus. They said, this thing is going to end not well, and we don't want to follow you anymore. This is too hard. Where in the world are you taking us? And they wanted to go back. Peter was telling Jesus, hey, can we go the other way? This is not going to end well. And no wonder Jesus uses the symbolism of giving them the strength of the manna to continue on their journey. He says today in the gospel, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven. It is my Father who gives you the true bread. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. And the people said, give us that bread, sir. And Jesus said, I am that bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. So just like the people of the Exodus doubted and were tempted to go back to retrace their steps, Jesus experienced the same with the disciples. And he knew they were afraid. He knew they wanted to give up. And Jesus says to them, you will become deserters of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. So the night before he dies, he assembles his people, his disciples, his beloved, and gives them the bread from heaven. We hear it every time we gather for the Eucharist. This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Taking the cup, this is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. I'd like to ask you, what are the mannas in your life? What are the gifts of God, the what's that in our lives that keeps us going, that gives us strength when we feel tempted to go back to the flesh pots of Egypt? What are those? Here. Want to say more? Here. Just being here? Okay. Okay. What else? What other things are the manas we find in life that give us strength to keep going? Your dog. It's interesting. Dogs are very important. At 8 o'clock, some other person told me dog. Yeah. Dogs can be such man. I mean, Hugh and I, we know our Ava. Yeah. A cup of tea. Yeah. Simple. Friends. What else? Huh? Nature. I mean, our island that is surrounded by so beautiful nature. What else? Family. Answer prayers. A daily surprise, a supply of grace that you feel. Uh-huh. Sorry? Underwater. What? Underwater. Those are the scuba divers. Yeah. What else? Art. Music. We have the great music on this island. What else?
Friendship.
So I want to invite Barb.
Coffee.
Tea, coffee. Definitely, and I want to acknowledge each one of those can be manna. Gifts of God that gives us strength and gives us the energy and the confidence to not quit, to not go back. Right now, we will proceed for the celebration of the Eucharist. We'll share some bread and some wine, and that is another way. In that little piece of bread and that little piece of wine, little bit of wine, it's not peace. What we're discovering is God's grace to tell us, don't quit, don't give up, trust. The road is difficult, the desert sometimes can be complicated, but at the end, there's a promise. Let us pray. O God of hope, when your hungry people longed for the slave food of Egypt, you opened the doors of heaven and rained down manna. Feed us with the bread of life at your table, that we may taste the freedom of eternal life and lead lives worthy of your calling. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.